Good morning.
Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Radio listeners, thank you for tuning in. Good morning. Welcome to the Morning to the Mansion, the Men's Edition, September 2nd, 2019, Labor Day. Hallelujah.
Labor Day.
Woo!
Woo!
All right. Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah.
All right.
This is the day the Lord has made.
So we'll
and we will rejoice.
Come on. That's right.
Hallelujah.
You already see Facebook. We have
we love Mondays.
Yeah. We have a guest for Blog Radio today. We have a special guest we're pleased to announce. We got Pastor Carl Bishop of Crosswalk Church. He's the senior pastor of the men's ministry of Crosswalk Church. Woo!
Amen.
Hello, Carl.
Amen.
Welcome,
amen.
Carl.
I'm going to shake your hand. Welcome. All right, Carl. Hey, Carl, being that you're new on the show, why don't you introduce yourself and tell the viewers, you know, about your ministry and just tell us how important it is.
Yeah. My name's Carl Bishop.
Woo!
From Crosswalk Church.
Hallelujah.
And men's ministry is very important.
Yes, sir.
Because we are to lead our families. We are to lead spiritually. We are here to do God's work.
Yes.
And if you can't do it in your own home, you're not going to be able to do it outside.
That's
four
right.
Walls. We're the spiritual leaders, and we will be held accountable for what we do in our homes.
I like that.
That we are to lead our wives, not the old religious way. We are to do it through love. Love your wife just as Christ loved the church. So you're always pursuing joy and peace in your home, and you're always pursuing Christ. That's what leads us. And in teaching, we are teaching men to be the men that God created them to be. That's what we're doing in men's. It's
right.
Not all about fun and games. We do things that like the stretches in our physical abilities.
Yeah.
We like to eat when we get together.
Oh, yeah.
But most of all, we're building up spiritually. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Last month
yeah.
We had a bratwurst eating contest.
Yes, we did.
Come on, boys. Yeah.
We had some brats, some beans.
Yeah. Oh, look out.
It was Eddie's fault the beans got burned.
Oh, well. That's because I was ministering. I had to look up the scripture. It's partially my fault, I guess.
Yeah. Every third week of the month, we get together. And we have guest speakers. We do things together as men. Ironing, sharpening iron. We want to sharpen that iron. You don't want to go around with a dull knife.
No.
You can't cut nothing with a dull knife.
You know, Carl, the Lord had given me what you're talking about. The Lord had given me a scripture concerning the prison ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And in James 1:27, the Bible says, pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is to take care of orphans and widows and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. And the Lord spoke to me when I was reading that when we men become the men that he's called us to be, there's going to be less single mothers and less fatherless children.
Yeah, really. Yes.
So the men's ministry is of the utmost importance. And it's the way God did. You know, it's his design, not ours.
Oh, yeah. That's right. And when your wife sees that you're the spiritual head of the house, she don't have a problem with submitting to some things that you're saying God's led you to do. But when they know you're just traveling and doing things on your own, they ain't going to follow that.
Yeah, that's right.
They know the truth outside those four walls. They know who you really are, and they ain't gonna want to.
Yeah, women be smarter than us.
Well, yeah, the men set the tempo in the household, and then you're saying
you can't
keep your house in order. And that's what it says in Timothy. He says make sure that the deacons or the elders are able to take care of the household.
That's right.
Yeah, because that's going to be an example for the rest. So that's why it's important. And I know, now that I'm sitting here in front of a national audience, I'll take off. I'm glad that you're in charge over there because now that I've come to realize it at this very moment that it's critical. That's a critical ministry. That's the head. That's the ministry of the head of the household and of the church. And it's very important.
The head of their house. And they've got to be led by God. So if they're not, they don't have a real relationship with God, they're in trouble. It comes to the surface.
Good morning, Ron Monroe, Cherish Initiative. Good morning.
Paul Foster, how you doing, Paul?
Come on. So yeah, that's incredible. And as you see, we're wearing our Crosswalk Church shirts. This is our church. That's what Carl is, and that actually me and Bobby and all of us, we go to the same church, yeah. So yeah, we actually we're blessed in that regard where we do have a pretty strong men's ministry.
Yep.
And the men are solid and tight at the Crossroads mm-hmm. Church. That's Eric our head pastor. He's strong as well. You know.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah, we're not like one of those churches where sitting around at the men's meeting, you know, doing finger painting and knitting, you know, baby booties and trading recipes for brownies and cookies. We're talking we eat bratwurst. We're out there. We're really, you know, we're trying to get it done. We're actually sitting there. We're fellowshipping once a month. This is just not a barbecue. And so we're actually, you know, when we eat those bratwurst, we talk about scriptures. The scripture we feel like change our lives or set us free. And Carl is, you know, he puts together things and keeps it a trip. One time we were bowling, last time before that we were bowling and miniature golf and all that stuff. We're not just, you know, whatever. Like I said, you know, doing finger painting and stuff. We're doing the real deal. We're getting together. Men, mighty men of God, you know, being there for each other.
You got to get to know who's in the foxhole with you.
Woo!
Hey, guys, can we do something? My friend Paul Foster, who's watching right here,
yeah.
I've known him since we were in Little League Baseball. The doctors diagnosed him with cancer, but we know what the Word of God says,
right.
And so
right.
We're not
going
to listen to what the doctors say, and I'd
right.
like for us to pray right now.
Yes.
Father, we pray for Paul in the name of Jesus Christ
yes.
right now.
Yes.
Your Word says by the stripes of Jesus Christ, he was
yes.
already healed, and we claim that right now for Paul. In the mighty name of Jesus, we rebuke what the doctors say, and we hold on, and we hold on to what your Word says. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Jesus. And that goes for anyone that anointing is out there on the airwaves.
Right.
Whoever's watching and you're sick, receive your healing in
Jesus'
name right now.
Right.
It's good.
Made
right.
whole.
Wow,
made whole.
Come on,
Lord.
Be
thank
healed.
You, Lord. Paul, receive that word
yes.
in Jesus' name.
Yeah, really.
Yes.
Just claim it right now. Just type into your box, healed in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Receive it, my brothers
right.
and sisters. Hallelujah. Yeah.
There's three lepers that got healed by Jesus.
Woo.
Only one of them got healed totally. Every part that was missing off of his body came back to existence because he followed Jesus and did what Jesus told him to do. The other two went away.
Woo, man. Wow. That's the thing. You know what? When the Lord reveals himself to you, you better don't rebuke him. Show up and be, you know, follow him. What's his case? In many places in the Bible, we need to follow him. And when we take the goodness of God,
obedience.
You know, I'm not even going to get into all that Hebrews stuff because that was our last show. But here we go. All right, let's kick it off, all right?
All right.
And we're going to read some scripture this morning. We're very blessed
Lord.
To have you listening today. Happy Labor Day. This is all for you that are laboring hard in the secular world as well as the Lord, as well as the ones that are not laboring so hard but looking for a good opportunity. Well, matter of fact, let's pray right now for people
yes.
that are watching today, that if you're it truly in your heart, if you need a place of employment and you are truly seeking
yes.
adequate work, not just
Jesus,
some job, you know,
yes.
cleaning out the toilets or dumpsters. This is a real deal. And we pray right now that in Jesus' name, that you release the anointing, Lord, through the ways that they will be blessed with not just a job, Lord, but with what the adequate employment that you had given for them, for you, Lord, that you opened doors for them to have a more, better than expected opportunity so that you could be able to come in and glorify you and minister for you, Lord. Put these people, put your children in the secular world, in the place where you want them to minister, Lord, in the secular jobs in this world, Lord. And allow their light to shine. And we praise you, Lord, for your goodness. And your Father, your kingdom shall come, and your will shall be done. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. All right.
We got a little bonus prayer going on this morning. All right. And we hope everyone's blessed out there. Okay, we're going to, I guess, start off. Carl, would you mind praying for this morning? Even though we prayed, yeah.
Yeah.
Praise in our show.
We thank you, Lord, for this day, Father. We thank you for the opportunity to share Jesus through his word, Father, because you are the living word, Father, and that's what we're sharing, life, Father, through your living word, Father. We thank you. This is Labor Day, Father, that we get to labor in the word, Father, bringing it forth, Lord, because there's men that gave their lives and women who gave their lives, Father, in giving us this opportunity today to have a day off, Father. It's not just about the physical labor, Father, but it's the spiritual labor that we never cease doing. We thank you, Father, that everyone that is listening today, Father, is listening with their spirits. They're not just listening with their physical ears, Father, but they're listening with their spirits, Father. They're intaking it, Father, into their lives, Father. They're not just watching to be watching, Father, but they're watching because they want their lives changed for eternity. We just thank you for it, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Good morning. All right. Well,
thank you, Lord.
Good morning. All right. Here we go. Good morning, John Gamble, 11421. All right.
Dante said he's going for an interview.
In the house, what?
Dante said he's going for an interview.
Oh, see, you go. The Bridge of Life, yeah. Well, Dante's he's a personal friend of mine. We grew up in high school, and yeah, his testimony is amazing. That's for another show. If you ever want to call in and share it. But the guy was in a coma for fun, so, you know, he got overdosed. But anyway, he's come out of it, and just know he's been through the same similar things as I, my testimony, growing up in Queens. But the good thing is the Bridges of Life. Is a group, it's a Christian group, they're anti-abortion. They're not just, you know, marching in front of abortion clinics, throwing, you know, pig's blood on them, you know. What they're doing is they're reaching the woman, and they're introducing them to Christ, and they're also taking them a step further. They'll, you know, if they're being forced into it, maybe their boyfriend or their husband trying to give them abortion, they'll separate them, they'll give them housing and stuff. They're a finance group, and they're looking to expand, and if you want to come out to Texas, Dante, you know the deal. Well, he's a councilman, district council, Queens, New York. And tell us what council you're on, Dante, in Queens. But anyway, I'm proud of the young man, because you know where he's been.
God's
and it's
good.
Him now. Praise the Lord. Yeah. But we're going to pray right now, Dante, in Jesus' name. You get that position.
Yeah.
And God opens the doors, and he lifts up his leaders, and he's been blessing you, and hands upon you, and he will continue to bless you. Dante, as you walk in his ways, and for his purpose, he will continue to bless you, and you will have that position, God willing, and we claim it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
So, yeah, so anyway, I guess we'll start reading some scripture, right? That's what we do on this show. we're at the Labor Day special.
Are you start us off?
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to read us the scripture.
We're in Colossians 3. All right,
brother. 23
through 24 in the New Living Testament.
Yes.
Work willingly at whatever you do as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people. Remember that the Lord will give you an inheritance as your reward and that the master you are serving is Christ.
Hallelujah.
What does that mean to you?
Wow. Well, Paul, we're talking about Colossians. What is God playing home?
When you go to a job, you're working unto the Lord. You have a character as a child of the Most High God that you go not worrying about what the person next to you, how much money they make. I've heard that in the workplace. People are always saying, well, this guy makes more money than me and he started later and all those things. But you're working unto the Lord. You ain't working unto that person. You're not even working unto the person that hired you.
You're working on the Christ.
You're working of a good character because a man of God has character. He's not worried about what everybody else is doing. You should be praying that they get promoted.
Wow.
You should be praying that they get promotions, that they have favor because you have favor in everything you do.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
I mean, God wants to work through you and in you no matter where you're at, even at work. I know I've hit some walls at work and God has taken me through them. I've learned. I know Pastor yesterday was talking about Jesus being in the burning bush. And I felt like a bush on fire sometimes when you're at work, you know, and you're being squeezed. What's going to come out?
That's right.
Good morning, Pastor Eric, Crosswalk Church.
Pastor
Happy
Eric,
Labor
good morning,
Day,
man.
Pastor.
Yes.
That's right. We got Carl on the show today. All right. Well, Carl, you say you hit a lot of walls at work?
Oh, yeah, you're going to hit walls and challenges at work. And over the past 2 years on and off, I've hit some walls with people that weren't excited about my character.
Well, the good news is that you're not a cab driver being hitting all those walls. Come on. All right. Woo,
Pastor. You know, when I was studying this, I was reminded when I was probably fourth or fifth grade, me and a buddy of mine, he was my best friend, and we were raking leaves in a lady's house. We used to rake leaves, mow yards and stuff. And we were raking leaves, and I was like, you know, we're done. And he's going, no, we're not. You know, and he said, I want this to look like if I was going to put my name on it. We were in fourth or fifth grade.
Wow.
And I when I was reading this scripture, you know, he said, do it like you're going to put your name on it. But this scripture says, do it like you're putting God's name on it.
That's even more. Wow.
Yeah, and I was like, wow.
It's your character. And it's right. God's character in you. So it's not Carl Bishop, Bobby, or Eddie. It's Jesus Christ we're representing. So that's what's on our shirt.
And New King James says, whatever you do. So not just at work, but whatever you do, do it as unto the Lord.
Yes.
Well, yeah, work willingly, but it also, in other versions, is heartily. So working from your heart as if you were doing it unto Jesus. And we have to do it within with the right attitude. That's the most important thing. Because, oh, man, they got me mowing the lawn again or cutting the bushes. But, no, we have to have the right attitude. Be blessed. Because you know what? Not everyone has the physical ability to mow a lawn or clean a bush.
Yeah.
So be blessed. And be blessed with what you have right now. What are the things you have? God will give you bigger things. And, remember, this is our reasonable service. It tells us in Romans 12. It says that they do things unto the Lord. So just remember the Lord, you know, gives you inheritance and rewards you. So regardless of what you're doing, be blessed and do it as you're doing unto the Lord. Right?
Amen.
Remember, Pharaoh took away the straw from the Israelites.
Oh.
And they had to make bricks without straw.
I know. That's rough.
So things are going to come in our path
that
we're going to have to adjust to. God's going to bring us through
the trenches with our feet.
That's right. That's right.
God will provide a way the time. All you have to do is show up, okay?
Amen.
God will be with you, and he will bless you, and he will give you the supernatural strength and wisdom to follow. So all we need to do is just show up. You know, the most important thing when you have a job is first show up, right?
That's right.
But that's the first duty, even if you don't know what you're doing. Show up and let them show you, and then get things falling into it.
It didn't work if you ain't there.
I had a guy one time. He was firing me. I was getting fired, and I was one of the hardest workers, if not the hardest worker, when I was there. But he was firing me, and I'm like, man, I work harder than everybody. And he goes, yeah, but if you're not here, it doesn't help.
Yeah, really.
So
Accountability is important, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
definitely.
Oh yeah, I know about that. It doesn't matter how good you are if you can't get on the field. You know, it doesn't matter how fast you throw that ball, how good of a batter you are. If you're inconsistent, you can't be there when they need you in the clutch, then don't even bother showing up.
Woo!
All right. So, Colossians 3:23, do whatever you do, but do it unto the Lord. It's real simple. That's self-explanatory, right? And that might help some of these people out there. Maybe right now you're struggling in the workplace, or you're struggling with some of the things maybe your wife asks you to do, your children, or your mama, or whoever, your dad, just change your attitude towards these things and move forward, and God will be with you, and God will bless you.
Good attitude brings good fruit.
Hallelujah. That's right. All right, brothers. Anything else we want to squeeze out of Colossians 3:23 going forward? We're good? Who's reading the next one, Mom?
I think you should have read it, Eddie.
The next one?
I think so.
All right. Here it is. All right, so now we're going to...
Ecclesiastes.
Yeah, all right. Well, you want to say that word to me? Okay.
Go ahead and say it.
Ecclesiastes. All right, here it is. It's that book that's right after Proverbs and before the Songs of Solomon. All right. The one that starts with an E. All right. Here it is. Ecclesiastes.
He said it.
All right, here it is. And we're going 5:18-19. And this is something, this is the wisdom of the Lord.
Amen.
And here's what I have seen. Here is what I've seen. It is good and fitting for one to eat and drink, and to enjoy the good of his labor, in which he toils under the sun all these days of his life, which God has given him. For it is his heritage. As to every man that whom God has given riches and wealth, and given him power to eat of it, to receive his heritage and rejoice in his labor, this is the gift of God.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, so, ladies and gentlemen, we know that all good things come from above, right? Okay, so it is good and fitting to eat and drink and enjoy the good of his labor. So that means if you're working and you're doing right, it's okay to enjoy yourself. I'm not going to, but this is no license to do whatever you want to do either. This is, if you're living a godly life, then live a godly life. Even if you're living for God in your work environment and your daily activities, then when you're in leisure or recreating, do the same thing. Don't just say, oh, I'm working hard for God. Now I got a chance it's Friday night and I'm going to the club because it's my duty and right because I toiled in my labor. Don't play that game. Because God sees you, He tests your heart. So remember, He's giving you power. He's giving you power. So this is a gift from God. He's giving you the help to work. Then work good. In the same way, work healthy as well, right?
Yeah.
I mean, do the play. That means you're healthy. That means, you know, don't be running around trying to police yourself with drugs and alcohol.
Giving it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, and given to your bosom. And God's given you, and it's not always just about money.
Yeah,
spiritual gifts. I mean, you're walking in this because you've been obedient. God doesn't give it to you if you don't earn it.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about here. And you were saying it's not just money. It's like, you know, you have grandkids and I have grandkids. I get to go to my daughter's, my son-in-law's took the ribs and smoking brisket today. And so it's Labor Day. And that's what, what it says when you, you labor and you toil, but then you get to enjoy it, you know. And, I get to go enjoy my grandkids and kick back and let somebody else cook.
That's what Jesus said, this peace I give you.
That's right.
He's giving you peace. He's giving you love and joy. You spread it through these things. You know,
and if you jump before in Ecclesiastes, it talks about that there's to everything there is a season, time for every purpose under heaven. So there's a time to just enjoy and kick back. But, you know, in the last hour time that we're living in, there's not a lot of that time, you know, because we need to be. Well, Jesus put it like this: I must work the works of Him who sent me while it is day, because night is coming when no man can work.
You don't need 24/7 years.
Partying. So this last hour, we better make sure that we're just.
Mr. Laura said it's a wake up call.
Woo! Ding, 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 ding. Yeah. So we need to be mindful of what's going on. We need to be. We need to be good witnesses. That's all we need to do. And we'll talk about that next in short. But, man, just work hard and rest hard. How about that?
You know? That's right.
Without, you know, acting a fool. We all know how to, you know, party like it's 1999, you know? We don't need to be doing that no more.
I thank God that's over.
It's 2018, 2019, whatever. Guess what? Just be living the way you need to be living.
We party different now.
That's right.
I still get the red Corvette.
Oh, no. Look out.
Working for the weekend. We're going back in time.
It was like your 80s throwback. Right? The one-hit wonders. My brothers. So we need to be careful and mindful in all things. And work, you know, to the best of your ability that the Lord has given you and blessed you with, okay? And then when you have time, your day off, I'm sure no one's been working 7 days a week, but I think you have time to rest, spend time with your family, your loved ones, spend time with the Lord, right?
That's right.
Opening the Bible, checking, you know.
Yes.
Seek Him. And thank you, Lord.
I didn't hear instructions.
So that's where it is. You know, brothers and sisters, just know that God's giving you all these gifts. It's okay. Don't be all religious on it. God gives us time to rest. Even though everything we see and don't see, God created in 6 days, but He rested on the seventh. So even God Himself rests. So, but He was pretty hard, right? Putting all this world together.
Right.
So He took His rest.
And, you know, and He commands us to rest.
It's not
a suggestion. He commands us to take, you know, one day to rest.
You want people burn out.
That's right.
That's fresh.
So a lot of people out there running around saying, I'm going to do this for God. I'm going to do this for God. You need to probably get into a meeting with God, you know, those morning meetings, and get in and say, Lord, all right, what do you want me to do today?
That's right.
And start there, you know. What do you want me to do before lunch? Start there.
Jesus said He does nothing that He doesn't hear from the Father. That means when you get a good idea, is it a God idea? You got to pray about it. Seek God. Because you want good fruits coming from your labor. So if you're just laboring, God might not be involved.
That's right. If we spend time with Him, He'll instruct us. And it's like when you're a workaholic, so to speak, you know, that's bad. But then if you're not doing anything, then that's not good either. First Thessalonians talks about it right here in 1 Thessalonians 4. The Bible says in 11 and 12, make it your goal to live a quiet life, minding your own business, and working with your hands, just as we instructed you before. Then people who are not believers will respect the way you live, and you will not need to depend on others.
Amen.
You know, and it's just, this scripture is so vitally important. You know, the Bible says that Paul made tents, and he was, you know, he worked with his hands. This is a man who wrote over two-thirds of the New Testament, or over half the New Testament, about two-thirds of the New Testament, and he still worked with his hands. And what I was, when I was reading this, I was sitting there, you know, and the Lord had showed me that we have to learn how to trust him with our finances by being diligent, you know. And we, you know, Adam and Eve, they lost that innocence in the garden.
Yeah.
They lost that childlike faith in the garden. And, you know, God said, Adam, where are you? And Adam said, you know, I heard your voice, and I was scared because I was naked, and you know, and I hid. You know, it was that I,
yeah,
just like Lucifer. You know, Lucifer was I will five times, Adam was four times, and it's just losing that innocence and that childlike faith where we have to take care of ourselves and not trust in God, but we have to be diligent. You know, he says that we need to work, and then the blame game happened after that, you know.
Yeah.
Adam said, the woman you gave me, and Eve
right.
said, the devil made me do
that's
it.
Right.
You know, it's just, it's when sin entered, all that happened, but we have to realize that it's God that gives us the ability.
That's right.
Well, yeah.
Don't play the blame game. I
that's
mean,
right.
even in the church.
Well, that's where it all started, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, I love the scripture, Pastor Bobby, about Paul, because, I mean, Thessalonians, that was a tough first and second, because they had in the Thessalonian churches, they had a lot of idol people out there. They were just sopping off and milking off the believers and taking advantage of their crimes. And I'm not saying that's everyone out there, you know, right now. But it does say we need to live a quiet life. And that means by minding your own business. So if you're out there doing things that you're called to do, whether it's working secular, doing ministry, but if God's keeping you busy, you know, not overworking, but keeping you busy, you're not going to have time or the desire to run around gossiping or talking
that's
all
right.
this junk. And so make it your goal. It's and also in the other version, it says to aspire. Aspire. That means put before everything else. Go for it. Go for it. If you're not, you know, once in a while, you just think it's okay to gossip on the weekends, maybe, I don't know, or eating holidays like today. Just shut it down. Shut it down. It says minding your own business, because God will give you more business for you to mind if your heart is in the right place. So if you're constantly worrying about, oh, did you see that? I got a new car. And, hey, Bobby, Pastor Bobby's having a brisket today, Paul. What are you having? You know,
brisket.
Something like that. Here we go. Amen. All right, so maybe God wants to give you a brisket of your own. But you're too worried about Pastor Bobby's brisket and his family enjoying it. Let Pastor Bobby be, and God wants to give you more than a brisket. If you
that's
look,
right.
So stop looking at what other people are doing. Don't use,
like ribs.
Yeah, really, that's right. Ribs. You know, don't be staring at other people's barbecue grills.
don't be peeking
in people's windows because they're going to poke you. Don't worry what everyone else is doing. You know what? Maybe if you just calm down, relax, and then Pastor Bobby will invite you. So here it is.
Sounds like a fish.
Yeah, no. Just don't worry about what the next brother's doing or sister. God's got something for you. I assure you it. God promised it. So look it up. Know that. And here's the most important thing that really caught my attention. Then people who are not believers will respect the way you live. And you will not need to depend on others. Now, we're not talking about, you know, ministry. We're not talking about people who are doing things. You know, we're not talking about unusual circumstances. Like, say you're doing good and all of a sudden something happens and you need a few bucks. You know, you want to ask the family or the church. Something that happens once in a blue moon or something. But if you're like every month going back to the church and other people saying, well, I need help with my rent. Again? What happened last month? You said you were going to get a job this month. Well, I've been looking. Are you really looking? Because when I showed up to your house, you had nothing but empty beer cans and a garbage pail. You know, I didn't see one. I seen a bunch of weird magazines five times, but I didn't see no, whatever you call it, help wanted.
Oh, yeah, you're 50.
Yeah. help wanted. Where's the help wanted section? Hold on. You know, do I got to pay for the newspaper to be delivered to your door on Sunday? So here it is. Just do the right thing, my brothers and sisters. We are, God is counting on us. He's blessing us so we could be
blessing.
Yeah, a blessing. But as well as that, to be a good witness to Christ. It says, right? Look, Philippians 4:19 tells us, and my God will supply all your needs. So why are you not walking in that promise? And all the other Christians are seeing you or people who are contemplating, you know, following Jesus. They're going to see how you're living. They're going, man, those Christians, I'm going to turn to Judaism instead, or Hala Krishna, because those guys got nice cars. Yeah, those guys said the Hala Krishnas and the Buddhas are driving Lexuses, and the Christians are taking the bus.
Go fund me
for my lunch today. Supersize me, please. You know, come on now. This is for real, brothers and sisters. I pray that you read this, because maybe some of you out there watching and you're considering, you know, taking this route of full-time ministry, as they call it. Guess what? If once you come to Jesus, you're in full-time ministry.
That's right.
God calls a call on you whenever you are, you know, willing to do. But now there's the five-fold ministry. Not everyone's called for that. And we got to watch these works that we're trying to do in our flesh. We need to watch these self-seeking and ambitious ministry activities that will come into our flesh, not through our spirit, because our spirit will lead us in all things. But there's no difference if we are working and open up a window tinting company, or trying to do a handing out sandwiches for God, ministry company, and raising money. Know that God will give you assignments. Don't try to do it what you please and feel. And the root motive will be greed and also pride, self-seeking. You need to watch. There's a lot of that's running around in the church where the people, and they come with a semi-pure heart, but there's still things that are hidden.
Yeah.
And that pride is deeply hidden and easily covered up. You know, you think it's of God. Oh, God, give me the power. But he's giving me the motivation to do this and this. We need to test those motives, because if you're trying to say, I'm going to build the biggest church, or I'm going to have the biggest home ministry in Fort Worth, or I'm going to give out more ravioli than the next man, tons and tons. And if you're doing it like that, I assure you pride was in it, because it was in my heart when I was having those self-seeking, ambitious things for God. God didn't need my wisdom or my opinions. He needed my obedience. And that's what it falls in.
Amen.
You see them here. It says, who are not believers will respect the way you live.
Yeah.
The people, your neighbors are watching you. If they see you out there drinking in your driveway or cussing and stuff like that, they already got that.
Yeah.
They don't need that.
Right.
What they need is someone to lead them to Jesus. What they need is somebody they see the character different. Okay, what's different about somebody who says they live for Christ? Is it different from me? My life, where me and my wife are always out in the backyard screaming at each other, fighting and stuff? Or is it like the guy next door to us, see him and his wife sitting out back praying and reading the Bible together?
Oh, yeah.
They see those things. They're watching. People are watching them. They want to see the difference, because they got voids in their lives that they want to fill. They got to find out what they want to fill it with. They want to fill it with Jesus. And if you're not a good example, it's not a good thing.
You can't fill that void with empty beer cans or anything. You need to get with God, brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
God will fill a spiritual void with the spirit. Don't be trying to fill a spiritual void with things of the natural, things of material. It's never going to happen. Never going to happen.
That's right.
Yeah. It's a lifestyle. We have to be a witness for Jesus, not by mouth, not by action, but in our lifestyle. Remember that, brothers and sisters. It's our lifestyle. It's our duty and responsibility. It's our reasonable service. And it's our reasonable service. Come on now. Do we want to take a commercial break? You can, let's take a commercial break. We're about halfway through. And, we're going to talk a little bit about some other ministries that are out there. We'll have other calls, speak about our upcoming men's events at the Special Church. But first, we want to start off in right now. We have a mighty woman of God, and she's been fellowshipping here and entering into ministry activities here at the Crossroads Church. Her name is Michelle, and she has a CD, and here it is, see? That's her. And if you want this CD, you want to have a contact
the mornings at the mansion, either the ladies edition on tomorrow, Tuesday, or Monday. You can holler at us and we'll tell you how to get it. Yeah, she'll be here on Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's right. Thanks for telling me. Saturday, there's going to be some women's perfume and makeup conference, beauty conference. So what's going to happen is you're going to show up, and they're going to teach you how to put on good perfume and makeup?
It's all makeup,
okay. All right, so now, it's all natural stuff, though. And I don't know much. I just already messed it up. But tune in tomorrow. And
but the joy of the Lord is our strength.
But tune in tomorrow, and the girls won't.
Yeah.
We'll smooth out this rough patch that I made. Yeah. You're going to fill in the big. Fill in what I left off. But just know that there's something for ladies coming up.
Woo.
So get ready, ladies. And it's godly and all natural. And it's going to make you look prettier. So I know you want to be there. All right. Let's talk about the main stuff. All right. We're going to holler out at the Men's Encounter North because we are a men's show. This is coming up. In
October
11th to 12th. There you go, see? All right. Hey, Carl, well, you want to talk about this? Because me and Bobby talked about it last couple weeks. Yeah.
Yes, it's men sharpening men up. You know, iron sharpening iron.
Yeah.
You come, you register online. You can go online and do it. You come that Friday and spend the night. It's men doing different events. It's not playing baseball or anything like that. Men getting built up. Men coming together to find out the things in their lives that they need to change. People coming and speaking into their lives. So you want to get connected. We are going as a church. If you want to get connected with us and go with us at Crosswalk Church,
yeah. You
can do that. Because we're all going to get together and go. And it happens Friday night and then that all day Saturday. Then you get to come back home.
Yeah,
and tell your wife what you learned.
And you know what I love most about this men's that really got my attention and I'm going to sign up is he said, this is not a retreat. So guess what, man? We're not going there to retreat because retreat is falling back. We're going there to take charge.
Amen.
Come on, we're going forward. We don't retreat because we're men of God.
It's an encounter.
Yeah.
It's an encounter with God.
Yep.
And Matt Harvey is actually going to be on the show next week.
Yes,
next Monday.
Yeah. Probably looking kind of in the bag, but yeah. All right.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding. No, I'm joking. No, yeah. See, we're a men's show, so we're going to have men on the show occasionally. I know we just need Pat Bobby with the action of all scripture. He calls here today. Next week, Matt Harvey will come, and he will be with the Men's Encounter North. And I'll tell you, sometimes. And Carl will probably testify to it. We have to, as men, and I'm not a big believer, women's ministry, men's ministry, children ministry, cat ministry, dog ministry, whatever, single parent ministry, thinking about watching Game of Thrones ministry, all these weird ministries for different sects. No, we're one under one mind, one accord, one body. But, it's natural or godly to. At times, the men will congregate, the women will congregate, and the children obviously need to congregate. So, but we do it all in one spirit. So, when the men get together, we try to sharpen each other's iron, and sharpen each other's character. And sometimes it's just like the ladies are listening, and you can't always, say the things you want to say to someone of the opposite gender. So, we as men need to stand and rise up and be strong and sharpen each other's iron. And we need to be mighty about it and wholesome about it and just godly about it. Holy.
And we still believe in two genders.
Yeah, last time I checked, God made them woman and man.
Two different
men. Not woman, man, and check here for whatever. No, women and men. That's how God intended. So let's not mess
men of God should always be moving forward.
That's right.
You know, Smith Wigglesworth in his book talks about a man standing still is backstabbing.
That's right.
Oh,
so you should always be going forward, trying to sharpen that iron. You don't want to go into a fight with a dull sword. You always want to be moving forward.
Yeah. You want to
come on.
Becoming a better husband, becoming a better father, better grandfather, best man in the church.
Yes, Lord.
Always moving forward.
That's right.
Still, you're just a target.
Yeah. And if you're backsliding, you have a very danger of falling away.
I'll tell you, God uses men in my way, women as well, and even children. When we out over the weekend, Laura, Kelly, and Lamar's, I think it was Saturday, it was Kingdom Music, man. And I'll tell you, he's a humble-minded man of God. I met him, and he's very popular on the internet, and he's got all these CDs and stuff. But man, the guy's praying for everyone. He didn't turn nobody down. He prayed for everyone who came up to me and said, hey, I'm done with these two. I want to pray with you. You know, he's very ambitious. I didn't know the call. I felt the presence of God. People throwing their pill bottles up, their cigarettes, everything.
Amen.
Their babes, they were crushing beer cans, breaking blunts. These are people wearing church shirts, going to church, breaking their blunts, bringing up their grinders, weeding it. This man called the altar call, and they showed up, and people were convicted. Boom, because the Spirit of God will convict us.
And when the Word of God says the anointing destroys
the
yoke.
Man.
It doesn't break
Amen.
The yoke. It destroys
Amen.
The yoke.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's right.
So many, many
right.
He has delivered his testimony, and I felt that I was not the presence of God was strong. And he has an anointing for him, what he's doing. He's a mighty man of God. He's going around. He's ministering to all people. But it's powerful. And what he's doing is, I mean, his word was strong. It wasn't, he said, I'm not going to hear the sign. Don't ask me to sign an autograph. I'm not a rap singer or a star. He goes, I'm a minister for Jesus Christ.
Now.
He goes, I'll pray for you and I'll take a picture with you, but I ain't going to sign you an autograph because I'm not famous the way this world thinks I'm famous.
Jesus never signed any autographs. Jesus just went out rebuking the devil.
That's right.
Healing the sick, opening the eyes of the blind. He didn't have a line over there on the table.
Yeah, and not only that, but the Bible says that Jesus made himself of no
reputation.
Right.
I mean, he went out of his way not to try to be famous. But what happens when you humble yourself is God will exalt you.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, that's right. I see that. I see this coming.
Yeah, in due time. When you're ready.
Yes.
About this this gathering out there, it was a park. It was a nice park, like a public park. But they didn't charge you $10. Everything was free. They're giving out like big bottles of you know juices and water. Like they had everything, food. They were giving away bicycles, 10 or 15 bicycles. They gave away. They gave out gift cards. They gave out food, popcorn, you name it. You know what I mean? So I didn't even take up a tie that I noticed. You know what I mean? I was looking around, but they sold some T-shirts, which That's fine, you know, they're nice T-shirts. But yeah, he didn't have a big stage, a big sound system. They had a normal, I mean, the guy, and God moved through that event.
That's right.
He moved through that event. They showed up, and God was there. And he worked his power through him. And the guy ministered a great message. He said, repent. I'm not religious, so it's not okay. But you call me religious, but don't drink beer and smoke blunts. You got no right on the weekend. It's okay, you know. And you need mighty men to stand up and stop compromising.
That's right.
He gave you heart of Christ, and there's a change going on inside of you.
See,
you don't want the old man. The old man died. Why are you hanging out with him?
Vitamin on the weekends and holidays. Hey, come on back.
Jesus said that go and heal the sick. Cast out demons, raise the dead, but you don't want to raise that old man.
That's right. That's right. He's dead, buried under the blood.
Amen. I have to say hi to my mother-in-law.
Woo,
hi,
Sherilyn.
Good morning. Sherilyn, she's a mighty woman, God.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're talking about honoring God in all things, right? In all labor and in all leisure. So we need to know that. But again, remember, our last scripture before the break was. Make sure the Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians, and I recommend everyone read the Thessalonians. They're not long, and it'll really help set you free and show you some things God's trying to show us. 1 Thessalonians 4:11, just making the goal to live a quiet life. Okay? Keep out of other people's business. Focus on yourself because God's trying to show you something. You know? And just don't be, people know when they're taking advantage of other situations. Don't do that because that's not what God called us to do. He wants to bless you to be a blessing.
That's right.
So when you're always there in need, then you're always going to be in need. But God will probably take care of you because that's what it tells us.
Yeah.
But would you rather bless somebody or would you want to keep getting blessed?
Well, he gives us the ability. God's no respecter of persons.
No.
And he gives us the ability to be the blessing. You know, once we come to Christ, our ability doesn't turn to inability. Our inability turns to ability.
Yeah.
Because everything that our hands touch are blessed.
Yeah.
So if you're not touching anything, it's going to be hard to get to be in a blessing. If you're not touching anything, keep your hand to the plow.
That's right.
And it all comes from Him.
That's right. That's right. He is the way maker. He's the provider.
He's not just pouring out blessings some of the time on some people. It's all the time on as many people that are willing to come to understand this in their heart. You need to know the promises of God. And if you don't, you don't know what you're entitled to. So if you keep running around calling your mama or calling the church, oh, mama, I need help with the rent again. Daddy, they're going to shut off my lights. Oh, pastor, please, not. I promised it the last time. You said that 3 months ago, 2 months ago. There's a pattern. If you see yourself walking in a pattern of lack and need, that's not of God. God, you're going to have your ups and downs. You're going to have your bumps, your trials, tribulations. But overall, God's not going to allow you every month need help with your rent. Maybe he's trying to show you something.
That's right.
So focus on the thing.
What are you willing to sacrifice to get there?
I mean,
share a little testimony about it. I ended up in Texas in 1983 because I had been out of work for a year in Akron, Ohio, and they, at that time, was the highest unemployment rate in the United States, so it was hard to find a job. And idle hands get you in trouble.
Yes, sir.
And I had a friend who got me to Texas to get a job because we worked together. And he was a fugitive, actually.
Wow. But he still wanted to work.
Yeah. But he got me to Texas. He lost his life a few years later, but God used circumstances to get me here where I could have a steady job and that he could put me in front of people who knew Christ. Because I had that void and I wasn't getting it where I was at because all there was holes in the road there. I was always back, going back, going back, going back. So he brought me forward. And he's been bringing me forward ever since. But you got to sacrifice on your side.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. So we need to always be taking ground for the kingdom. Always going forward. God will never bring us back. He'll open doors for us. He'll give us the wisdom to follow through. And just remember this one thing. If you think if you're nervous, you say, I can't do this. I can't do this. This can't be. That's probably of God. Because anything you do in the natural, how is God glorified? Through my might, my strength, and my wisdom. God can't glorify us, gentlemen and ladies, in our own wisdom, strength,
might.
He wants to take us to the next level. And I feel the Spirit will come on me now when I say this. Some of you out there, God, you got these ideas. God told me one time, your greatest dream is the smallest that I want to do for you.
Yes.
So if we can imagine in our own mind, think about what God wants to do to us even bigger and greater, times and times ten. He wants to take you to a new level, glorify himself and his kingdom. It's not about us anymore. How many can we reach out to? How much of God's power and glory can flow through us?
That's right.
Be a good witness onto his son, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And he's not going to share his glory. He gives us the power. And he gives us the ability, but he's not going to share it.
Amen. No. That's right. Our lives are to glorify him.
Deuteronomy 8 talks about it.
Carl,
you want to
read that? Come on, Carl.
Bring us in. Deuteronomy
8. Yeah. Deuteronomy's always a good one, too.
It says, then you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand have gained me this wealth. And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which is a big thing. Nobody can break a covenant but the one that made it.
Why does he give us the power?
To establish his covenant.
That's right.
Wow. About him, which he swore to your fathers as in this day, then it shall be if you by any means forget the Lord your God and follow other gods and serve them and worship them, I testify against you this day that you shall surely perish. Other gods could be your jobs.
That's right.
Could be your family. Could be your habits.
Wow.
But our life, once we give our life to him, it's to establish his glory.
That's right.
We're spreading Jesus. We're not spreading ourselves. We're spreading Jesus.
Come on,
so
man.
It's not about us when we go and pray for somebody and talk to somebody about Jesus. We're glorifying him because he gave us the power and the dominion over this earth.
Amen.
It's to glorify him.
Well,
it's not about us. It's not about our ministry because we don't have a ministry. Our ministry is Jesus Christ.
That's right. That's why we have to be so careful. It's like I was saying, Jesus made himself of no reputation. If Jesus had to make himself of no reputation, how much more do we need to be on alert? You know, the Bible says that we have power over the devil, but it also says to be alert.
That's right.
And so we really have to be careful, because the Bible also says in the last days, men will be lovers of themselves.
That's right.
And so with this social media, the cell, we really have to be on guard from
that's
all
right.
that.
Yeah. Well, you should always pray about anything that comes into your spirit.
Yeah.
Is that of God or is that of man?
Yeah, really.
You should always be filtering that come into your spirit, because it says what your eyes see, what your ears hear, you know, it could be damaging. So you always want to make sure it's God.
That's
you better
right.
be sure it's God. You better test and discern. And the only way you will get a better, sharper discernment is from knowing the Word of God and spending intimate time with Him. Because Bobby once said, you know, they don't, the guys who are anti-counterfeit in the government, they haven't studied the real dollar bill, so they know what a fake is. They don't do it the other way around, study the fake so they know a real one. So if you're out there, run around, focus your attention, you're buying all these devil worship books or something, or you're trying to find out about the wicked spirits. So no, focus on the things of God
that's
and then reveal it all.
That's right.
Know the truth, the whole truth, and the real deal. Don't study the counterfeit, because the
that's
devil
right.
going to counterfeit everything.
Look around to Jesus.
Yeah. So here it is. When it says, when you say in my heart, that's, you know, that's pride, right? And God says that I want to give you the power to get the wealth, okay, that you may establish covenant. He goes, but it says remember. So you can remember him. You shall remember the Lord your God. So here it is. A lot of people now tune into this part, because this is going to touch a few people. God is not a raincoat. You don't just call on him and put him on when it's raining outside and put him back up when it's sunny. When God brings you out of the rain, you better remember him in the good and the bad, okay?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
You got to keep remember. Now, when God starts blessing you, that's even more reason to press into God further, because he's about to do something for you. He don't just open up one little door and let you sit there. He starts opening up many. So when you do good with the first opportunity, he's going to show you the next and the next and the next. So remember this. He wants to establish his covenant. His covenant is so you could be blessed to be a blessing.
That's right.
Okay? It's about kingdom work.
Yeah.
Don't think God bless you with $2,000 so you go get on a cruise
yeah.
to hedonism. All right? Spend a week down there
don't
in Jamaica. Go down there and go buy, you know, whatever. Go marijuana, you know, farm picking and all that stuff. They have all these tours going. We'll go into the Irish pub tour in Ireland and all that stuff. No, God did it. Maybe he wants you to do something else. Maybe he will send you out on a vacation. But it's to be the minister of other people, you know?
Right.
And he ain't going to
yeah.
work you to the bone.
That's right.
So look, he gives his covenant the power to gain the wealth so we could use it to establish kingdom. And here's the problem. A lot of Christians aren't falling on this problem, so they overlook this part. They're too busy looking at other things. God wants to establish you as a force. He wants to establish you, and it doesn't come by walking around being broke, always borrowing. He wants us to use our hands to get wealth. There's many scriptures that talk about getting wealth. There's more than that talk about us going out and doing things with our hands and the wisdom God gives us than making posts on Facebook or standing around a basket, okay? Not everyone's called for that, all right? We need to do the things that we need to do to get the things, the money and the finance we need to. Promote God's kingdom.
That's right. In the end times, time is short.
Yeah.
So
it's important.
You're talking about vacation. You go on vacation. You don't go on vacation from Jesus.
Amen.
You're
that's
still
right.
promoting
Amen.
The gospel. Amen. When Jesus wasn't with the disciples, it wasn't like he went on vacation. He was spending time with the Father.
That's right.
What he wanted to do.
Exactly.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm talking
refreshing
about that.
Himself, getting refreshed because
right.
he was going on this next mission.
Yeah. No. Here we go. All right, so now we're down to our last scripture today. And who's telling you? All right, so we're talking about James. Remember what we're talking about? Labor Day? We're talking about honoring God in your work and your leisure time. And there's a way to do it. The Bible talks about it. And now we just need to be mindful that God has plans for us. He wants to bless us. But if we're not willing to come to terms with the understanding of it, we're never going to receive it. So here's what it tells us in James, because a lot of us are very, very willful, but we can't be willful. We need to be willing. Willing, not willful. The more that we crush our will, the greater God can work through us.
That's
His
right.
plan is much greater. Okay, so here's what it tells us in James 4, 13, verse 13, we're going to start it. Look here, you who say, today or tomorrow we're going to a certain town, and we will stay there a year. We will do business there and make a profit. How do you know what your life will be like tomorrow? Your life is like the morning fog. It's here a little while, then it's gone. What you ought to say is, if the Lord wants us to, we will live and do this or that. Otherwise, you're boasting about your own pretentious or presumptuous plans. And all boasting is evil. All right. So here it is, brothers, sisters. You all have many plans and motives. And I've been there. You can, oh, I'm going to go down to Wall Street. And I'm going to show up and be a stockbroker. And I'm going to be great. I'm going to sell more stocks than anyone. I'm going to open a new account. I'm going to be famous. That boasting is evil. You say, Lord, what do you want me to do? Lord, do you want me to go to Wall Street? Do you want me to go to real estate? Do you want me to go work at the McDonald's? Do you want me to go back to college? There's a lot of people are trying to do things in their own money, in their own living. And I'll tell you right now, it says in the Bible that submit all your plans to the Lord so he shall establish them.
That's right.
So there's nothing wrong with something that you're thinking or want to pursue as long as you establish his plans to the Lord.
That's right.
And include him. Include him, because without him, you're going to get nowhere. You're going to weigh your fingers to the bone, and your success is slim to none over the long term. You're building on the sand.
Right.
Don't build on the sand. You better invite the Lord in so you can start building on the rock.
You know,
right.
I'm going to go a step further.
Good.
It's not only include him,
yeah,
but
thank you.
Put him first.
That's right.
And he's put... You know,
amen.
We're not going to make Jesus a part of our life. He is
amen.
Our life.
Amen.
Amen.
And so we don't just include him. We it's like he's our boss.
That's right.
You know, we go to him and find out what he wants us to do and as our boss.
That's
you
right.
know, he's our leader. Our
because
chief leader is what the Bible says.
Reminds me of a time I got laid off.
Uh-oh.
And I struggled trying to find a job. Because I was trying to do it, and it went, and I was frustrated and angry, and it went down for 6 months. I couldn't find a job. And I finally found a job. It wasn't the job God wanted for me, and I ended up walking out of that job because I knew God wasn't in it. And it was frustrating, and I took a pay cut to get that job. It was less than my unemployment, but I was still tithing on my unemployment.
Yeah.
But then I went to work, and a couple of years later, I got laid off again. I said, all right. This ain't happening again. I said, Lord, I'm putting this in your hands. I'm a tither and a giver.
Come on,
you're
man.
The one in control of my
Woo.
Life. I'm going fishing. So I actually
Woo.
Got my pole out of the garage. I didn't sign up for unemployment or nothing. I knew God was going to provide.
Come on,
he was going to set me on a
Woo.
Path. I got my poles out of the garage and I went fishing. The next day I went fishing. I'm fishing. The phone rings. The lady says, you ain't going to believe this, but we've had your resume for over
Come
a year.
Now.
Woo.
Are you looking for a job?
I
yes, I am.
You literally
no, I'm actually fishing.
This job was,
literally
yeah,
fishing.
I was literally fishing. This job was $10,000 more than what I was making.
Come on, now.
And not only did God give me a job, he gave me an assignment. There was a man there that I was going to be fulfilling his job because he had cancer, and the owner knew that he was fixing the past. So not only did I get that job, I got to minister to this man because he didn't know Jesus. He knew religion. But I got to minister to him, and the day that he passed before his birthday, he thanked me for coming. He goes, you didn't take my job. God,
come
here.
On, man. Hallelujah. That's the God we serve.
That's the God we serve. Because in the interview, I didn't interview with HR. I interviewed with the owner. And I asked him, when he told me the situation, I asked him the man's name. He goes, why do you want to know his name? I said, so I can pray for him.
Come on.
And the HR lady told me when I told him that, he knew right then that he was the person that was going to be. I would rather pray for that man and him live than me get a job because I knew God was going to die.
Amen.
Man,
that's awesome.
Wow, that's
man.
A good one.
Man, that's hard to follow.
I was going to say, how do we top that with nothing but an altar call again?
Man.
Oh, wow.
You know, it's just, you know, Carl, when you're sharing that, it's just, I can just hear your heart that you wasn't concerned about that job. You're concerned more about the man that had cancer.
Yes.
Because you were looking at it from eternity, not this life. I mean, Jesus said, what good is it for a man if he gains his whole world but loses his soul?
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter. It reminds me of a guy that was talking about if you had 24 hours to live, if someone came up to you and said, you've got 24 hours to live, and how you live in that 24 hours will determine how you live for the next 1,000 years, how would you live for that 24 hours?
That's right.
And that doesn't even compare to this life and eternity.
Amen.
You know, we're going to stand before the judgment of Christ and be rewarded for what we've done in this body, whether good or bad.
Thank you for listening to Blog Radio. Tune in again next week and tomorrow for the lady. God bless you all.
Yes.
Call on the name of Jesus. You shall be saved.
That's right.
Amen.
You shall
be
saved. Amen.
Yes.
All right, Bobby. Finish up.
But, you know, and I was just, you know, I was thinking how, man, we've got to be eternally
minded,
you know, and not just, you know, it's like I said, you know, Jesus said that what good is it if you gain the whole world?
That's right.
You know, but lose your soul. And then he also said, don't store for yourself treasures in heaven.
That's right.
I mean, treasures on earth where moth and rust are going to destroy it. They're going to burn up anyway.
Yes.
But to store for yourself treasures in heaven.